and I'm interviewing Jakob. Jakob is a law tutor online. Hello, Jakob.
Good afternoon to you.
So, Jakob, my first question is, who is your target audience? Who uses your services?
The people who use my services tend to be law students who are not getting enough support from the universities in which they are enrolled, and they are students in either Australia or New Zealand.
My other question is, if a student is experiencing problems in university, why would he use the services of an online tutor? Why do you think they would go to an online tutor and not someone else?
Well, why can't they go to their own university? The resources in their own university have been cut back to the point that they are almost non-existent. So students are paying huge amounts of money for their degrees, but the support that they get in terms of being able to knock on the door of a tutor at their university or a lecturer and say, I don't understand that, can you explain this? In 2014, almost non-existent. Why do they pick an online tutor? Mm-hmm. I guess because you can't actually get anybody who has enough experience to help you to come to your home. Mm-hmm. It's not like getting you being in first year and you getting a second year or a third year. Mm-hmm. I have 22 years of experience and 4 published textbooks. I'm available to students all over Australia and New Zealand. That's a huge land area. They can't all come and see me.
I understand. Now, just if you could say a few words about what exactly you could do, how can you help your students, and just a few words.
My students aren't being taught to think. The universities assume that if they get into law school, they can think already. I teach them how to think like lawyers.
Okay. that sounds great. But could you be more specific? What kind of issues usually come up?
There are 3 main issues. The first issue is that they don't know how to research and they haven't been shown. The second issue is that they don't know the way to plan the arguments that they're putting forward. And the third and probably the most fundamental is they don't actually know what the lecturers are looking for. And having been a lawyer, I do.
Oh, that's great. And when are you available to the students? Do you have certain hours or they can book you whenever it's comfortable to them? Say a few words about your availability.
My availability is, I don't work Friday nights or Saturdays. There are some holidays that I don't work, but apart from that, I'm available basically from 8 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the interview. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.